Good morning, Sangha. How's the sound? Okay, good. So another wonderful day of practice, blessing of having another day of life. I want first of all to apologize because this morning I thought I could be a regular yogi and just sit as long as I want, and I forgot that there's jobs that have to be done and people were waiting for me to get up. So I'm really sorry. I have to apologize. I thought I could get away and just be a yogi and sit as long as I want, but that was totally in another world. So my apologies for that. Thank you for the note that was left to bring that to my attention. So here we are, another day of Dhamma, dwelling in the Dhamma field. What a blessing. What a blessing. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. The air is so nice and crisp and clean. Feels wonderful on the skin. It feels wonderful to breathe it in. Just the aliveness, right? The aliveness of being alive. Really feeling into that. Such a blessing. And I've been carrying this book around, I don't know, the transformation and healing. For some reason, it's really given me a lot of, I don't know, groundedness. And, you know, it's like, I remember Bhikkhu Bodhi one time was sharing that he felt that when great beings pass, that they leave in our field of being, they leave a residue, a vibration, an essence. And he was talking about the Buddha. And when he said that, it was like, oh, I can tap into that anytime. You know, that beautiful radiance of Buddha's love is still here in my heart. You know, it's a part of me. And I feel the same thing with Thich Nhat Hanh, like that joy and that calm he had. I feel like, oh, somebody downstairs put peace in myself, peace in the world, you know, as a saying of Thich Nhat Hanh. Like, what a blessing, what a beautiful being. And I feel that his radiance is with us. You know, we are in this field when we could tap into these effusions of these great beings that still leave their residue, you know, and their effusions in our heart. We could tap into that. It's really a beautiful blessing. So for some reason, and I don't carry his books around, and I brought this book with me. And I'm so happy I did, Transformation and Healing. And I just feel like I feel his essence and his being in my heart. And that just makes me happy, brings me joy. So I just wanted to share that little bit about that. So we can always tap in, you know, when we, in this beautiful practice of coming into presence, we can tap into the beauty that's already here, that's present. And that gives us nourishment, that gives us strength. That feeds us. It feels like food to me. You know, we eat food, but then there's other types of food that we can drink in and suffuse ourselves and nourish ourselves and our organs and our breath and our bodies and our minds and our hearts. We can take that in and let it suffuse when we're open to that. And that's the blessing of coming into presence and coming into the clear water, right? So when the mind is not in those agitated states or in a cloudy state, those little breaths of clear water, you just kind of bask in there, you know, and just suffuse yourself and take it in. Even the gaps between the thoughts can be a place where you can kind of settle. In between those thoughts, there's a space. And in that space, you could also kind of just settle. So it's just getting used to those beautiful moments of clear water, wherever they are. You know, could be waiting on a lunch line, could be in the middle of anger. You could find a little clear space of clear water. In the middle of agitation, there's that beautiful center of clear water. And it's always there. So that's what we're doing here on retreat, building that suffusion so that we're used to that territory. And always making it simple. The one word I kept on coming back to me this morning was like simplicity. You know, making the practice very simple. I know that we've been going through a lot of territory with the Satipatthana, but we'll keep it very, very simple. You know, you don't have to memorize anything or, try to remember every word that's said. It's like, just keep it very simple. That's, I find in life, even living, right, out in the world, the simpler we make our life, the happier we could be. So we always try to simplify. And in the practice, we're doing the same thing, just making things simple. Just coming, remembering to come back, right? Because it's the practice is simple. It's the remembering to come back, to wake up. And we're just coming back to that moment, that presence, coming back to this body, to this breath, to this moment where we're alive in this moment, right? We're alive. And we could feel the aliveness of this moment. So the simplicity of just coming back over and over, making this the default. This is the way that we start to make it the default for ourselves. Just the simplicity of body, breath, presence. So settling into a comfortable posture, checking in. What's the weather? How's the body? What's needed? Do we need to shift, change? Whatever little adjustments coming into your body, feeling how it is right now. Softening around any aches or discomforts. Widening and softening around that. And using that beautiful, gentle awareness that Nisha was talking about yesterday. It's not a harsh seeing or a harsh awareness or mindfulness. It's very gentle and soft, almost like a feather going through any areas of discomfort or congestion or tightness. So just checking in, taking a nice few deep breaths into the belly and just arriving in this moment. Nice and slow and deep. Checking the body for any areas of holding, relaxing the shoulders, letting them drop, and the belly, softening the belly, feeling the Mother Earth beneath us, holding us and nourishing us and sustaining us. She's always there for us. Just resting on the earth, letting the body rest on the earth, letting the mind rest in the body and the earth. Checking in around the jaw and the eyes, areas where we sometimes hold tension, releasing those areas. Just checking in. Knowing there is a body. The simple awareness of body. Letting go of any past. Past moments of this retreat or in our life, just letting the past go, it's gone. Letting go of any future worrying or projections or expectations, letting that go. And just coming into presence, just as it is. And within this field of body, the breath can be felt moving in and out. Rhythm of breathing is known. And we can open up our awareness into sounds. And sound within this framework of the body, sounds can be known. That calm knowing, not grasping, not pushing away, just allowing, receptivity, receiving what's here with equanimity. Checking in what's in the heart. Any attitudes or emotions, just allowing everything to be known, just as it is. With this soft and gentle awareness. Thoughts coming and going. Noticing the impermanent nature of all, of sensations, of thoughts, of sounds, of feelings. All is arising and passing away in this Dhamma field. Nothing is personal. Just conditions arising, nature unfolding in each moment as it is. Just calmly knowing each moment, nature arising, passing, flow of consciousness flowing through. Nothing to hold on to. Just being. Noticing the space around us, the space in our thoughts, the space in the breath. Resting in spaciousness. And knowing we could come home to the breath and the body, it's always here to ground us. At any moment we're feeling lost or confused, we can come back to this moment of breath and body. coming to the end of the sit, coming into presence, an invitation to maybe try Thich Nhat Hanh's inner smile, just allowing a soft, gentle smile to come into presence, see how that feels. Radiating that smile out to all our fellow beings here on retreat. We've been practicing next to, side by side, day by day, with this beautiful intention of wanting to awaken, to wanting to be free, and extending that smile to all of them, all of our fellow yogis here. And the radiance of the smile and the heart. Practicing together in Sangha, in community, with the earth and the trees. And the sun and the moon, and the wind and the birds and all the little creatures in the land. We're all together. Practicing together. So move around if you need to, if your body needs to shift. If you need to stand up for a moment, it's okay. Whatever your body needs in this moment, as we again shift and transit into another, into the next moment. So the mindfulness as we sit just continues, right? It's not like the sit is over and then everything stops. We're just continually aware of our bodies, of our space, of this moment, shifting and moving into the next. So, we have another day of practice. Keep it simple and use these precious moments, you know, to keep on building this beautiful presence of mind and heart and body. On coming back, and again, really just simplify the practice. There's nothing, things you have to remember, rules, or trying to be a certain way, or, you know, have to look a certain way, and just be yourself, be natural, be present, and explore that. You have this beautiful space to do that, a space where you don't have to be anybody, you don't have to pretend to please anybody. You know, we're in community, and yes, we are sensitive to each other, but yet we have this beautiful place to explore, you know, where we don't have to pretend to be anything that we're not, and we can explore our emotions and our thoughts and our attitudes and our connection with each other, with the earth, using this time, the rest of the retreat that we have. Precious moments of practicing in community, very precious. I've just, with this retreat, this is my first residential retreat again. I'm like, oh, right, I remember how precious it is to practice in community. So precious. And so, yes, let's use those precious moments for the rest of the retreat. And sometimes the mind can start to wander about what's going to happen after the retreat and what am I going to, you know, bring it back. Anytime you see the mind starting to wander into after it's over, what am I going to do or what's going to happen and all those kind of thoughts, we just come back. Notice planning mind or worrying mind or whatever it is, and then back to presence. You know, so we're aware with that kind attention what's arising, with that calm attention, whatever it is, we can just see it arising and passing away in our experience. And the wisdom is there. The wisdom is knowing that everything is impermanent. The wisdom is knowing that there's nothing personal happening here. It's not about us. This is just natural processes, nature unfolding. So there's no I, me, and mine in this. It's all conditioned patterns coming out. And that suffering is, you know, it's imperfect. We're not going to be the perfect yogi. We're not going to be the perfect. The world is not perfect. Nothing is perfect. So we can rest. We can take a breath. For some reason, that gives me so much reassurance to know that everything is imperfect, you know, so I don't have to be perfect. I just had to do my practice, take each moment at a time, do my walking, my continuity of mindfulness, build that. Because then once we feed that and cultivate that, everything else will unfold. All the wisdom will come from our practice unfolding. So just have faith and do your practice with care and with kindness and gentleness. And make good use of this, these days, these moments. Very precious. So I was just going to see if anybody has any questions about practice or about anything we're speaking about, anything coming up for you you want to share. I'll just open it up in case. And I wanted to just to also bring the distinction about the thinking mind. There's a difference between being lost in thought and there's a difference of awareness of thought. That when I really sank in with that teaching, it made a big difference in my practice. So there's the lost in thought where you're lost in a train of thought and then you wake up in that moment and you're aware again, right? That's the awakening moment right there. Oh, I'm back. And then there's where you're really aware of thinking. You know, you actually can be present for thinking, where you're not lost. You're totally aware of the thinking process and what's going on. You know, so there's mindfulness there. That's that calm knowing of what's being known in the mind. And that's part of practice too. So there's two different ways, and that really helped me to distinguish that, because sometimes, yes, I'm lost in thought, but yet there's other times that I'm very aware of what's going on in the thinking mind. And that distinction for me was really made things a little clearer. So I don't know if that helps, but yes.
Excuse me. I have a question about the relationship between. So in terms of the hindrances, so anger, in particular anger and restlessness or anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And on one hand, those are hindrances. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, or maybe not on the other hand, but those are also feelings that sort of in the one can, that we're also encouraged to be just sort of aware of, just sort of let flow through.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess my question is, so my mind is trying to, I'm just trying to sort of clarify the relationship, and my sense is that it's a hindrance if you get caught in it, and if it's sticky, and if it sort of takes over everything. So that, in other words, anger and restlessness are not inherently hindrances, but they're hindrances if they become the whole show.
Yeah.
But not if you just let them. Is that true? I mean, am I, is that correct?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like we can be with this, right? We can be with the anger, but we don't have to jump in and get identified with it. We talk a lot about being identified. You know, we become the angry person. You know, we completely identify with the hindrance, whereas this calm knowing of what's going on, we can just observe and see what's going on. Oh, this is anger arising, and feel it in the body, feel the intensity of it, but we're not diving in, we're not clutching at it, we're not holding on to it. I'm angry, I'm that angry person, and there's the identification and there's the solidification of becoming there. So yeah, it's beautiful that way that you said it. We're just being aware of these different mind states coming through. Anger, doubt, any of them, but that we're not clutching and clinging to them. They're just part of nature arising, and it's okay to see them. Because sometimes we think, oh, I don't want to be an angry person, so I'm going to ignore that it's even there. It's impossible to, you know, anger is so strong, you know. So here it's a beautiful invitation. Yes, anger is there. Okay, I can accept anger is there, but I don't have to identify with it. You know, I don't have to cling on it. I don't have to keep on building the story that's feeding the anger. You know what I mean? So that type of thing.
And there's space around.
Yes. Spaciousness is so important. Yeah. Spaciousness is a beautiful way of holding whatever mind state is coming through. That space is, I find it really helpful to give it that space. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have to, that's what I think I love about Buddhism is that, you know, it's not like a lot of these, you know, New Age philosophies, oh, just be happy and think happy thought. No, you have to go through the suffering. And I love the way the Buddha just started right there. No, there's suffering here in this planet, in this phase of existence that we're in. There's suffering, but we can just be with it. We don't need the second arrow. Right? It's going to be the first arrow, but we don't need to compound it with the second arrow. And, you know, that's where all the proliferation and the worrying and everything. So the teachings are very clear about that. Yeah, that it's just part of nature arising and we're going to go through all of this. We're human beings. We're not enlightened beings, you know. So as being just a human being, I'm going to go through all of this and it's okay, you know. But the thing is, seeing it clearly, touching the earth, I see you. But I don't have to pull for you anymore, you know? So that's so important. I see you, but yet I don't have to believe you, you know? I don't have to get caught up and entangled with you anymore because there's the freedom. Yeah. Beautiful. So anything else? Anybody else? We're good? Oh, good. Okay. So have a blessed day and enjoy this beautiful ambience that we're in and just, you know, calmly being aware of what's arising in your experience, getting to know, getting intimate with it. And we'll see you later on.